Joining me, Dr. Foster from the emergency department over at Peace Harbor Hospital. And this is not a doc talk. We're doing this for our town because there's been some concern over the past few months, with COVID still out there, flu season starting, and this RSV thing that's going on. And Dr. Foster, what can you tell me about kind of where we're at as far as in this cycle of infirmities.
Right. Well, all three of these infections, COVID, influenza, there's actually influenza A and influenza B, and RSV are viral infections. Most concerning, respiratory, but they can affect other parts of the body. Not so much RSV. RSV is pretty much just respiratory, either upper or potentially the lungs as well. But COVID and flu, the biggest concern is often the respiratory component, but they can give you all the other symptoms, body aches, fever, headaches, sore throat, runny nose, sometimes GI issues as well, both with COVID and with influenza. We've gotten kind of used to COVID, we're moving into the third year now, and, certainly people are still being hospitalized with COVID due to vaccinations, even if they're not perfect. Prevent people from getting super sick with COVID. So, COVID is going to be something we live with probably for the rest of our existence, just like we have lived with flu, influenza. Mm-hmm. People often use the term flu for any virus, but in the hospital setting, we're talking specifically about influenza, which you get your yearly flu shot, for. And that's been something we've lived with for a long time. Some years are worse than others in terms of the flu season. This year's turning out to be a pretty significant flu season.
Well, and after we all got used to quarantining, confining, wearing masks, and having no flu season, it's almost like the flu said, well, we're going to get you this year,
right?
So,
yeah, I think the flu season this year is certainly far worse than we've had the last 2 years, but that's mainly due to the fact of the quarantines,
right,
and the mask. Those prevent almost all types of respiratory infections. So we're seeing a pretty good flu season here, and now RSV, much more than we have seen in the past.
The influenza A and influenza B, is there a difference in the intensity of that, or is it just one that's more rare than the other? How do they differentiate the two?
It kind of depends. I mean, there are two major different strains of influenza. Sometimes it's more influenza A, sometimes it's more influenza B.
Is there ever a C?
Not that we routinely test for. But this season, I don't know if we've seen much influenza B. It's almost all influenza A.
Now, as an older adult here, I've been hearing about the flu my whole life, as many people have, and so on. But it seems like I haven't heard the term RSV. Is that something new they're calling it? Is it just something that's been a medical terminology for it that's now getting publicized? Because it's only been like the last year or so that I think I've heard it.
Right. Well, RSV has always been around. It stands for, a certain respiratory syncytial virus. And typically, it's something that affects young children and gives them a cold. It probably gives colds in adults as well. The biggest concern is in very small children, especially if they're premature or have some respiratory issues. Up to about 6 months of age, they need to breathe through their nose. They're obligate nose breathers. And so with RSV, you get lots of secretions, and those secretions can make it very, very hard to breathe. And, for most little kids with RSV, it's just a bad cold with a very snotty nose, and you just need to suction the nose. In some kids, it can actually get worse. It can prevent them from feeding because, they can't breathe and eat at the same time. They get dehydrated. It can get down into the lungs as well. Again, the treatment for RSV is largely supportive oxygen if needed, suctioning, possibly IV fluid. So by and large, RSV has been a disease of small children. We didn't routinely test for it outside of that, younger kid that came in with the URI, because if they have positive for RSV, the chance that they have a bacterial infection and need antibiotics is pretty small. So if we can identify them as having a virus, we don't need to put them on antibiotics that they don't need. Now, the test that we routinely do in the ED when someone comes in with symptoms is a fourplex. It tests for COVID, influenza A, influenza B, and RSV. It's one swab that tests for all four. And we're actually finding, you know, quite a few adults with RSV. And some of those are actually sick enough to have to be in the hospital. Again, more older patients often with underlying lung disease, and this has just worsened it enough that they need to be in the hospital for oxygen supportive, you know, treatment. In the past, we would have just said they had a viral pneumonia. Now that we've tested for RSV, we can say, oh, that virus that this older adult viral pneumonia is RSV. But it's been around for years.
What are we seeing locally as far as admissions with any of the three that we're talking about, influenza, RSV, or COVID versus maybe Riverbend?
Well, certainly at, you know, Peace Harbor, we are admitting patients with COVID occasionally. Usually most of those patients, the COVID is just an incidental finding. They've come in for something else. We test everybody. Oh, they're COVID positive. They had a hip fracture. We are keeping a few very sick enough to be in the hospital, but not sick enough to require, you know, an ICU level of care. We might be keeping them. Certainly there's been some influenza patients that we've kept and some RSV patients that we've kept. And those are just adults. We don't really have much of a pediatric setup in our hospital. We do keep a few pediatric patients, but those are usually more teens. If it was a sick child with RSV or influenza or COVID, they're going to be going over to Riverbend. And even looking at the numbers at Riverbend, most of the admissions for COVID, RSV, and influenza have been in adults, but there are certainly some children that are being admitted over at Riverbend with these respiratory viral infections.
You mentioned that we're now getting to where we are living with, you know, for example, for COVID. How about the intensity of the virus at this point? Has it seemed to wane a little bit, or is it just that the vaccinations have helped and people having gotten it helps? What do we know?
Well, I think there's a little bit of truth to all those statements. Lots of people have gotten COVID. That provides some immunity. Immunizations, all the different ones we've had, the first two, the new booster that's been out for the last few months, that offers some protection. And, you know, just as that's offering some protection, the virus continues to change. And, you know, I think we're still seeing a fair amount of Omicron that's pretty infectious. But for, you know, the vast majority of people, it's not that deadly disease that it was in the first year, you know, where thousands were dying, you know, every day. It's a different picture now, but it's still a serious picture. And, you know, it's impacting the hospital's system to handle all the other things as well, because there's, you know, a certain number of beds that are being taken up with these patients with influenza and RSV and, you know, COVID that to some extent could maybe be lessened if everybody was vaccinated. And we're not going to get into the politics of that. But another big thing is, you know, despite the nurses and the staff, caregivers, doctors that have left healthcare in the last few years just due to the stress of all this, we're seeing fairly high numbers of caregivers, you know, just being out temporarily when they have influenza or they have COVID and they need to be, you know, quarantined for 5 or 10 days. So it's putting, you know, stress on the hospital system, not just from the patients that are in the hospital with this, but staff that are out sick, limiting, you know, the number of beds as well.
Do we have a sense of where, like, the CDC recommendations are for the COVID shot becoming an annual thing, or are we still looking at, you know, we just get boosters every now and then? Have they come up with any new guidelines?
I have not been following the guidelines. I would think that at some point, you know, just to make it easier, that, you know, hopefully we'd move to where there's a yearly shot we get that might have the flu and COVID in it. You're just going to get better compliance if people just can come in and get, you know, one shot. And there's always been the flu shot that we get every fall or comes out. And I wouldn't be surprised if COVID heads that direction as well, whether you need two shots or it can be combined into one. I'm not a basic scientist that can, you know the answer to that, but I think that would be, from a public health standpoint, the best, because it gets more people vaccinated if they just got to get one shot rather than make two appointments.
And again, everything we've been talking about all along, you know, wash your hands, cover your mouth, all those important things to keep doing, especially through this season of flu. Is the flu about the same as it was pre-COVID as far as intensity, or are we seeing a little bit more this time?
I think I just saw an article yesterday that said there was more positive flu tests this last week in the U.S. than any other time in history. The flu season really varies from year to year. There's some years that are pretty mild, other years that are, you know, much more intense. And this year's shaping out to be a pretty intense year in terms of the number of, you know, flu cases and the number of hospitalizations. Who knows where it will end up, but it's certainly... We haven't seen a flu season like this in a while, even pre-COVID. I think it must have been 5-6 years ago we had a pretty good flu season that I remember, and quite a few patients sick with flu. But even for the 2-3 years before COVID, yeah, we had flu cases, but they were much smaller.
All right, last thing, is it too late to get a flu shot?
Nope. Flu shots are still out there, and, you know, people think, oh, it's too late. Well, no, it's flu season can go on for a while. We're never quite sure when it's tailing off until you start to see it tailing off. And, you know, there's the new COVID booster that's been out for a few months now. It's not perfect, but it, you know, doesn't mean you don't get COVID. It just means you're less likely to end up sick enough to be in the hospital. So I would still recommend people getting the newest COVID booster that's been out now since about August or September.
Dr. Willie Foster is the head of the emergency department over at Peace Harbor Hospital. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Always glad to share.
Coming up next, we speak with Ella Glowacki and with Gary Cargill about the Syuslaw Mapleton Clothing Drive on the December issue of Our Town.